Coeach and minor lacrosse's Finn and Dash Grom were both on a roll this past weekend, with their efforts paying off in the form of team awards. U11. The U11 Thunder lacrosse team played on May 11 at Juan de Fuca, and it was their best game of the season so far. Aveyan Mann was the team's MVP, while Dash Grom was the loose ball lunatic. The U11 Thunder have a busy schedule ahead with games on May 13, May 15, May 18, and May 19. U13B. The U13 Thunder met Peninsula U13B2 on May 10 at Panorama Rec Center Arena, with Finn Grom named the team MVP. The following day, Ali Scow was the team MVP in a 9-8 defeat. The following day, the U13s played again, and Tate Clark was the MVP in a 9-5 win. U17B. The U17 Thunder's next scheduled game is May 30 at Juan de Fuca. Junior B. In one string of games early this season, the Junior B Thunder have matched their win total of their entire 2024 campaign. The Thunder were looking for their third straight victory in as many nights on Monday night, when the Nanaimo Timbermen came to Cary Park Arena and win they did, beating the visitors 9-8. Defense was solid and played hard against a quick and mobile Timbermen offense, said head coach Chris Claxton. Nate Ackhurst led the charge with 5 points, 4G, 2A, followed by Easton Jubenville with 4, 1G, 3A. The Thunder were 3-1 through their first 4 games after winning just 3 games in all of 2024. On May 9, the Thunder met the Sonic Express at Panorama and fell 15-2. Nate Ackhurst and Easton Jubenville were Cowichan's goal scorers, while Jubenville and Marcus Parmar earned assists. Joel Pere was Cowichan's player of the game. The team's next game is May 17 at Cary Park against the Campbell River Ravens. Senior C. The Cowichan Rats beat the Victoria Tugmen in their home opener at Cary Park Arena on May 4. The score was 10-7. Dylan DeWarrell was Cowichan's leading scorer with 4 goals. The game also included a big fight which had the fans on the edge of their seats, said the Rats. On May 10, the Rats bested the Oceanside Sharks 9-2. DeWarrell led the team with 2 goals and 2 assists, while John Etzel Jr. had a goal and 3 helpers in a 4-point night as well. Brennan Stuthers racked up 17 penalty minutes to go with a 2-goal, 1-assist performance, while single goals came from the sticks of Jared Maservia, who also had an assist, Ben Vandendungen, Mark Gollinger, and Spencer Rook. On May 11, the Rats were at it again, but fell to the West Shore Aces 11-6. DeWarrell once again had 2 goals and 2 helpers. Dale Darby had a pair, and Maservia tallied 4 assists. Paul Yaramis pitched in with a goal and an assist, and Trey West had a goal. Josh Van Wieren and Dan Raby both had assists. The Thunder and Rats meet for their first all-Cowichan battle on May 12 at the Cowichan Arena. The result wasn't available by press time.